B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shkolim Daf Tes. We're going to start at the Mishnah towards the bottom of Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Shel Beis Rabban Gamliel, the home of Rabban Gamliel, Hoyon Nichnas, there was somebody from that home, on behalf of the home, who would actually go into the chamber when they were withdrawing the money from the chamber of the Machtzis HaShekel, those possibly three times a year, or maybe just once a year when they did that. But when the person who was doing the withdrawal of the money, when the treasurer or somebody on behalf of the treasurer was withdrawing the money from the chamber and putting it into the three boxes that were going to be used for that part of the year, either between Nisan and Shavuos time, or between Shavuos and Sukkot time, or between Sukkot time and the Nisan time, then in those three boxes, somebody would go in with him, and he would put this Machtzis HaShekel, he would hold this Machtzis HaShekel in between his fingers, he would take it in with him, and would throw it in front of the person who's withdrawing the money, and the person who's withdrawing the money would make a point of reaching out for that coin, to make sure that that particular Machtzis HaShekel would be one of the coins that are going to be put into the boxes that are withdrawn and are not going to stay in that chamber as shiraim, as leftovers. Continues the Mishnah, Ein HaTorim Torim, the person who was appointed to withdraw the money from this chamber into the boxes, he would not do so until the treasurer would tell him, that means until this person who was withdrawing would say to the treasurer, to the one responsible, Etroim, is it time to withdraw? Should I withdraw? And they would respond to him, Troim, 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 withdraw, 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 Sholish Pomim three times. And here the Mefarshim explain this was something very common, that when they wanted to make a statement, Derech HaChachomim, the Taklin Chaditin says, this is the way they would do things. In other places we find that as well, when it came to the Korban Omer, with the Magol, or in other places by Chalitza, where they always would confirm three times, go ahead and do what you have to do, and then they would do it. Continues the Mishnah, Toram Es HaRishoino. Of the three times a year, people would bring the Machtzis HaShekel before Nisan, as we've learnt extensively, and then sometime before Nisan, as we learnt in the previous Gemara, they would come and, or sometime at the beginning of Nisan time, they would remove the Shkolim into three boxes, as much as fitted into these three boxes of three saw each. And what would be with the remaining coins? They would then, they would do the first removal, withdrawal of the nine saw of coins into these three boxes, Nisan time, v'chippa, and then they would cover over all the remaining coins, which now had the status of shiraim, and bekat v'lios, with a leather cover. Why? In order that any future coins that were going to come, they would then be placed on top of this leather cover and not get confused with the coins that are leftovers from the first withdrawal. Hashnia, when it came to Shavuos time, and they would withdraw again, then they would remove from the coins on top of the first cover, v'chippa bekat v'lios, and they would again cover the remaining coins in order to allow the third batch of coins that were going to come after Shavuos, between Shavuos and Sukkos, and allow those coins to pile up. Hashlishis, and when it came to Sukkos time, and they would remove the third batch of coins, then lohoya machafe, there was no need to cover over those coins because no more coins would be brought. There would be no more trumos, no more withdrawals. And the question is, from here in the Mishnah, it seems very clear that there were money kept coming in even after Nisan. And this is a topic that we discussed on Daf Beis Amud Aleph at the bottom. And it's a big discussion. The Chaznish discusses how the two sugyas work together. But that's what it says here in the Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah, why did you have to cover over the coins? Why didn't you just say that before Nisan, bring the Machtzis HaShekel and put it in one corner of the room? When it came to between Nisan and Shavuos, put the money coins in a different corner. Between Shavuos and Sukkos, in another corner? Why did you have to insist on piling them all up in one pile and putting leather covers in between the two? Says the Mishnah, Shema Yishkach V'Yitzreim Min Adova HaTorum. Because it's very, very important that when you withdraw the money, you're withdrawing from a new pile of coins and not withdrawing from Shiraim, from leftovers of a previous withdrawal. And in order not to get confused, this was the best way of doing it. When they finished taking the Nissan coins, they would cover over all the remaining coins and allow the new coins to be piled up, and that way there would be no room for any mistakes. Continues the Mishnah, Torah Mesarishoino, when they would remove the coins Nissan time, it would be Lashem Eretz Yisrael, it would be for those, for the people from Eretz Yisrael who brought the coins, it would be on their behalf. Vashnia, the second set of coins, the people that could not come in time to bring the coins before Nissan because they lived further away, then those coins came from the people who lived in the cities just beyond Eretz Yisrael. So when they would withdraw the coins, it would be l'shem for the sake of krochim hamukofim, no? Those cities that were surrounding Eretz Yisrael. Vashlishis, and the third set of coins, those that came only after Shavuos, or Shavuos time, then they were from the people even further away, L'shem Bovel, and those coins were then separated on behalf of the people from Bovel, L'shem Modai, L'shem Medinois Horochoikos, the faraway cities, and because that's when the coins came. Says the Gemara, Shel Beis Rabban Gamliel v'chulu, we saw that the home of Rabban Gamliel, they would come and insist that it was their coins that were actually being separated into these boxes and would be used to pay for the korbonis. Asks the Gemara, I don't understand. Ilu hoyo shnei kriim, if a person has two piles of produce or two piles of fruits that you need to take truma from, v'tora me'echod men al chaveri, and he takes truma from one pile in order that the whole, both piles should be called Torum, should be tithed. Shema loy potar chaveri? Are you going to say that I took truma from this pile and not from this pile, and therefore there's a virtue of one pile over the other? Of course not. Doing it on one pile, it applies to all the produce or all the fruits in both piles. So too here. All of the nine saw of coins that were withdrawn, it was clearly not all the coins that were there, and they were withdrawn on behalf of everybody. So it doesn't matter if Reuven's coin was withdrawn or if Reuven's coin got left behind, all the coins that were drawn on behalf of all the people that brought the coins. So why were they so particular? Why did it matter to them that it should be their coin that should be withdrawn? Answers the Gemara, Nachas Ruach Hoyolehem, it gave them particular pleasure, Shelo Yehei Korban Miskariv, that when the Korban gets brought, it should be Elo Mishelohen Tchilo, it should be from their coins, it should be their coin that was first removed and spent on the Korbonis. And that was a particular Zrizus that the Taklin Chattin says that Zrizus Mitzvahi Shehei Mishelohen, it was a particular type of a Zrizus and a connection to the mitzvah that made them want their coins to be used, but not that there was any halachic difference or preference for that. Continues the Gemara. Tony, we learned in a braisa, Shomat es hakat bilyois. What happens if for some good or bad reason that leather cover, for example, they withdrew the coins Nissan time, they put leather cover so that the coins coming between Nissan and Shavuos time, the coins should pile up. If somebody took away that cover, and now the new coins that came after Nissan or from Nissan and the leftover coins that were there from beforehand are now all mixed up, Nasu Kulon Shiraim, they all have the status of Shiraim, and they cannot do the next withdrawal from these coins, and the Gemaras elsewhere discuss how to go about having the funds needed for the Korbonus. Continues the Gemara. Tony, we learnt in the Braisa, Shlishis, this third group of people, the people that brought their coins only right at the end, that means only after, between Shavuos and Sukkos, he hoisa ashira shebekulon, that was the most wealthy of all of them. Why? As we said before, they were the people that came from the furthest distance, which is that why it took them so long to get there. And the people that came from the long distance, they would actually transfer the shkolim, as we've seen previously in the Masechta, to gold coins. So the Braisa says that there was Ashira Shebekulon, it was the richest of all the three groups. Shehoyu bo itztili, they would wrap up their golden coins that were representing their shkolim with a golden type of cloths, shel zahov, these golden embroidered cloths, v'darkoinos shel zahov, and the shkolim were brought by means of golden coins, because that way it was easier for them to transport the money from far away to Yerushalayim. Continues the Gemara. Tony, we learned in the Braisa, Torah mesarishoino l'shem Eretz Yisrael or l'shem Kol Yisrael, not like we saw before. In the Mishnah, we saw that the first group, the money came from Eretz Yisrael, so it was withdrawn for the people in Eretz Yisrael. Here it says no. They were to withdraw it for the people in Eretz Yisrael who had brought the coins on time, or l'shem Kol Yisrael, and on behalf of the whole of Klal Yisrael. And we've had this discussion previously, whether when they would take the money, they would take it for the people who have brought and the people who haven't yet brought. Here it says in the Braisa they would withdraw the money on behalf of the whole of Klal Yisrael. Shnia, the second time when they would withdraw, Shavuos time, L'shem Krachim Amukofin, then they would have in mind the cities that were just beyond Eretz Yisrael, or L'shem Kol Yisrael, and the whole of Klal Yisrael. Vashlishis, and the third set, which brought their coins between Shavuos and Sukkos, l'shem Bovel u'Modai u'l'shem Amadinos harachoykos u'l'shem Kol Yisrael, they always had in mind the entire Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. Tony, we learnt in the Braisa. We learnt in the Mishnah that each of the three intervals of the year, Pesach time, Shavuos time, and Sukkos time, they would withdraw 9 sa' of coins into 3 boxes, 3 sa' each. And on one of them it would say Aleph, on one of them it would say Beis, on one of them it would say Gimel. And we've actually learned much earlier in the Gemara that it says learned from a posuk of Shlishis HaShekel that there's 3 boxes each time. And the order makes a difference, because it's important that the shkolim used for the korbonis actually come in that period of time between Pesach and Shavuos, between Shavuos and Sukkos, and between Sukkos and Nisan. All that time, when I say Nisan and Pesach, I don't mean exact dates. It's according to the sugyas we've learned previously. Then each of those time periods have to use the money in all the 3 boxes. Now, between Pesach and Shavuos, there's not a lot of time. Between Nisan and Sivan, there's not that much time. And if you're only going to use the money in box Aleph before using the money in box Beis, there's a good chance you'll get to Shavuos time and you'll have bought all the korbanos and only used the money in one of the 3 boxes, and that's not good. And therefore, what did they do? They made sure to use box Aleph, and before they finished the money in box Beis, they would then use box Beis and then box Gimel. And if they needed even more money, then they would finish box Gimel and go back to box Beis, finish box Beis, go back to box Aleph. And the reason they will do that is just because to make sure that you're always using all 3 boxes. So what does it say in the Braisa? Not al min harishoino, they would use the coins in box Aleph. And this happened 3 times a year. Af al pi sheyesh barishoino noitel min hashnia, even whilst the coins were still in box Aleph, they would move to box Beis and use some of those coins for the korbonis. Not al min hashnia, they would use the coins in the second box, af al pi sheyesh bishnia, even though there's money still remaining in box Beis, Noitel min hashlishis, they would make sure to use the coins in box Gimel, in the third box. Shalmosh shlishis, if they finished using all the coins in the third box, Chozar l'shnia, they would go back to box Beis and use the remaining money there. Shalmosh shnia, when they finished the box Beis, Chozar l'rishoina, they would use the remaining coins of box Aleph. Shilmosh shloshdan, what happens if now all 3 boxes have got empty because they needed a lot of korbanos, and this was probably in the period between Sukkos and Nisan, which was a much longer period, that finished all the coins of the 9 sa'. What do we do now? So the Tanakhama says, Choyzer v'shoykel. You have no choice. You cannot withdraw money from the remainder of the previous withdrawal. So what do? You have to ask people to bring new shkolim. Reb Meir says, no, Choyzer l'shiraim. You go back to the remaining coins of that previous withdrawal, and you can take from there. Shehoya Reb Meir Oimer, Reb Meir maintained that Moyalin Bishiraim, even the coins that are left over, have Kedusha. It's not just that all the coins are brought and only to this chamber, and only the coins that are withdrawn and used for the Korbanos, they are Kodesh, the rest become and remain Chulin. No, he says that even the coins remaining, they are Kedusha, and it's possible to transgress Me'ilah with them. because you might need them. And indeed, says Reb Meir, if you finished all the coins that you'd withdrawn, you go back and take some more. Reb Meir will agree that by the time you've finished and the next withdrawal period arrives, whatever coins are left from the previous withdrawal, they are chulin. Continues the Gemara. And we've just seen now in the last Mishnayos, in the Mishnah we just learnt now, we saw the zrizus, meticulousness of the Beis Rabban Gamliel, who wanted their coins to be used. A Mishnah before that we saw, that in Mishnah Beis on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, we saw the trait of Nikius, of being innocent, Nikiyim Me'Hashem U'Me'Yisrael, nobody should suspect them. So because of that, the Gemara is now bringing a Braisa, a relatively famous Braisa, from Reb Pinchas Ben Yair. Reb Pinchas Ben Yair would say as follows: that first he would say that zrizos mevia lidei nekius. A person who's zoris, who's very meticulous in doing what he's supposed, he's very diligent in doing what he's supposed to be doing. Also, people will not accuse him because they'll see he's so diligent. They'll say such a person is not suspected of doing anything wrong, and he will be doing his mitzvahs diligently, and he will be clean in Hashem's eyes. That's zrizus mevia lidei nekius. Nekius mevia lidei tahara. A person who's clean, also on a spiritual level, also on a physical level, he can have tahara. We know that if a person goes to the mikveh, there mustn't be any dirt on his body. And a person whose soul is clean is retains a purity. Tahara mevia lidei kedusha. We know that kedusha, whether it's food items that are altara sakodesh, we know that before one goes into the azara, one has to go into the mikveh. The Taklin Chattin brings a Gemara in Brachas Daf Chof Beis that says that because they were careful always to have tara, it kept them protected from doing averus that would infringe on the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. That's tahara mevia lidei kedusha. Kedusha mevia lidei anova. Kedusha brings a person to humility, because somebody who's very kodesh and is constantly in constant awareness of Hashem, he will it'll cause him to be humble before Hashem. Another mevia lidei yiras chet. Somebody who is humble and would feel humbled and not want to transgress Hashem's ways will stay away from sin, will have yiras chet. Yiras chet mevia lidei chasidus. Somebody who's got a fear of sinning against Hashem will go the extra mile and keep extra precautions, which is called lifnim mishuras hadin, which is midas chasidus. Chasidus mevia lidei ruach hakodesh, a person who goes the extra mile and gets closer to Hashem beyond the letter of the law, then he's going to get much closer to Hashem, and that will bring him to ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh mevia lidei tchias hameisim, somebody who's that close to Hashem that Hashem's spirit is on this person, he's a type of person who will be able to help out to revive other people. And the Taklin Chattin brings from a Gemara in Psachim that says that Asidim Tzadikim Sheichyu Es Hameisim, it's going to be the merit of the Tzadikim and to the Tzadikim that are going to revive the dead. Tchias Hameisim Mevia Lidei Eliyahu Zochor HaToiv. Tchias Hameisim is actually going to bring Eliyahu HaNovi. Other Rishonim say that Tchias Hameisim is going to be preempted by Eliyahu HaNovi. But either way, Eliyahu HaNovi is going to be there before Tchias HaMeisim, and he's going to be there after Tchias HaMeisim. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara is now going to bring a sources for this. Zerizos mevia lidei nekius. Where do we find that being very diligent and meticulous brings to nekius, to cleanliness? To chsiv, it says in the pasuk, v'chilo michaper es hakodesh. V'chilo means to end, to finish. He's finished because he was very diligent. Due to his diligence, and he's finished doing the avodah, then mechaper, it will, the term kapora is a term used for nekius. Nekius mevia lidei tahara. Where do we find in Psukim a remez that nekius brings to tahara? D'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, it says, v'chiper oleo hakoyin, that the kohen will atone, and as we said before, kapora is a term used for nekius, and then v'tahara, and then he'll be pure. So you see that Nekius brings to tahara. Tahara mevia lidei kedusha. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, v'tiaroi v'kitchoi. After purity comes kedusha. Kedusha mevia lidei anova. Where do we see that kedusha comes before humility? The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, Kichoy Omar Hashem, it's talking about Hashem's traits, not Kichoy Omar Hashem. Kichoy Omar Rom V'Nisa, Sheikhinad V'Kodosh Shmo, he's referring to Hashem as a Kodosh, Morim V'Kodosh Eshkoin, V'Ezdaka Oshval Ruach, and only after it mentions Hashem's Kedusha, it mentions, so to speak, the trait of humility, that Hashem lowers himself to take care of the people. Another Mivioli De Yiraschet, where do we find in the Pasuk that humility is before fear of Avera? Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem, that consequent to Anova comes Yira. Yiraschet Mivioli De Chasidos, where do we see that in the Pasuk? Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vechesed Hashem Meoilom Vad Oilom Al Yireov. Somebody who's Yireov, he will be deserving of Chesed Hashem. Chasidus mevi olidei ruach hakodesh. Where do we find that Chasidus brings ruach hakodesh? The Siv, it says in the pasuk, "Oz dibarto bechozin lachasidecho." Vatoimer shvisi. Oz dibarto bechozin lachasidecho. So the dibarto bechozin is referring to the ruach hakodesh. Who's deserving of that? The chasidecho, because Chasidus brings to the ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh mevi olidei tchias ameisim. The Siv, it says in the pasuk, "Venosati ruchi bochem." Vichisem, consequent to the Venosati Ruchi, which is the Ruach HaKodesh, there was a Vichisem. Tchias HaMeisim may via Lidei Eliyahu Zochor Latoiv. Where do we find that Tchias HaMeisim is associated with Eliyahu Novi Zochor Latoiv, who will always be remembered for the good? Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Hine Onoichi Sholeach Lochem is Eliyahu Novi. Hashem says, I'm going to send you Eliyahu Novi Lefnei Bo Yoyim Hashem HaGodol V'Hanoiro. Before that great day, that awesome day, which is going to be by Tchias HaMeisim. Continues the Gemara, Tonu B'Shem Rav Meir, Kol Mi Shekavua Be'Eretz Yisrael, anyone who's fixed in Eretz Yisrael, who has a part in Eretz Yisrael, who walks the land of Eretz Yisrael, U'Medaber B'Loshon HaKodesh, and he speaks the holy language, V'Eichel Pereis of Batara, and eats the fruits, the produce of Eretz Yisrael with purity, V'Kirah Kriya Shema B'Boker Be'Erev, and reads the Shema every morning and evening, Yehei Mavusar Sheben Oilem Abahu, he will be given this basura, he will be given this message that he will be, that he is a Ben Oilem Abah, he is deserving and has a share in the world to come. Hadron Aloch Perek B'Shloisha Prokim B'Siyata Deshmai, we finished the third Perek of Shkolim, we hope to do Chazara on the third Perek of Shkolim, and Emir Tz Hashem, in the next Shir, we're going to start the next Perek.